4CBA Mobile.
K4WCO. Mobile in Oconee County. John here. How you doing?
WCO, KB4CBA. John, good to talk to you. What are you up to?
Oh, unfortunately, we're driving home. Had a nice 5-day stay up in the upstate, but all good things must come to an end. So we're heading home. Gotta get back to the real world tomorrow. How about yourself? If I was a betting man, I'd say you're coming home from tennis.
You are good, because that's exactly what I'm doing. Let me make sure this thing's hitting the repeater. Okay. I'm kind of down in a hole here. I've never been here. This is a barn that a doctor built for his two daughters when they were young, and they played tennis. So he built, it's a big barn, you know, big overhead and everything, and he built a hard court for tennis. And I just played, finished a match in there about an hour and a half, and it was the first time I ever played in a barn.
All right, yeah, I was going to ask you if you played indoors or outdoors today. It's warm enough to play outdoors. I walked the dog about 11:30. It was quite nice out there. I don't imagine that place is heated, though.
Only that, I have gone the wrong way, and I'm up against a fence here. Boy, this is going to be fun. Oh, Lord have mercy. I guess I should have waited for the last guy to pull out, because it's about... It's just a dirt road, and part of it's not even, you can't even really see it.
The upstate are you in?
Oh, off the frontage road that runs down, you know, if you turn, I can't remember the name of it, but you would turn right past J.L. Mann, and you'd be between 85 and J.L. Mann. And you get out on that frontage road, and I found the road, thank goodness. And then you turn on to Pine Lake Drive, I believe it is, and then there's this it's off of that. There's this dirt road that goes for a ways, and a good ways.
Hopefully you had a good Thanksgiving. Got to eat a lot and spend time with family. We did our Thanksgiving latter part of the weekend. And kids left yesterday. And it was kind of nice to have nothing to do last night. So, you play tennis just about every day, don't you?
I'm having to cut back a little bit. I'm just pushing my body, you know, a little bit too hard. I'll slam to 9 times a week. So anyway, I'm going to jump out here for just a second. I'll be right back. KB4CPA.
When you jump back in, I'll see if I can still get in the repeater. I'm down here south of Walhalla on Highway 11. So. Getting ready to go through the big metropolis of Westminster. This is K4WCO.
KB4CBA Mobile.
Going here. Taking a little cut through street here from Highway 11 over to 183. So maybe afternoon.
Well, maybe he doesn't want to talk to us. Maybe he doesn't want to talk to me, you know. Let me just put it that way. I tell you, I am so glad the guy with the key of the gate that we came in was waiting because I think he realized that I had not, you know, gone through the gate yet, and so he was sitting there waiting for me. If he hadn't, I'd have been locked in. Oh, my gosh, I don't have the guy's phone number. I've never played tennis with him before, so he's a retired orthopedic surgeon, and I don't even know his last name, but anyway. So, you know, God let me out of the that mess. I'm grateful.
How long you would have been locked in there? Maybe he sensed that you were still there. So I don't think I've talked to Shane all weekend. Well, I take that back. I talked to him on 75 meters for 5 or 10 minutes Saturday night. We have a little group of friends back in Northeast Georgia. We get on 75, do a little rag shoot. Sometime around 9:30, 10 o'clock. And because I had company, I didn't get in there early. But about, 10:30, 11, I went down to the shack for a few minutes, and Shane was in there, so I got to at least say hello to him. And you ought to join us sometime, Dave. We have a pretty good group in there. Sometimes it's, you know, 6 or 7. Sometimes it's, 12, 15 guys. Mostly from Northeast Georgia. Couple of us, upstate South Carolina guys. I don't know if you know Matthew, WW4JET. He lives right up the street from me by Table Rock. Shane gets in there, and I'm trying to think who else from upstate South Carolina you might know gets in there.
You, we're not like close friends or anything, but I see him, if it's the same guy, I see him at the DX meetings when I go. It's been a while since I've been to one. But anyway, so 75 meters, are you on sideband or what mode?
Regular old lower sideband. We keep swearing we're going to do an AM version of, we call it the 807 net. And a couple of the guys, including myself, have some vintage equipment. Now, I don't have like an old 50s, AM transmitter. I have a late 60s Drake. But we keep swearing we're going to do an AM version one of these days.
KB4 CBA Mobile. Well, so what kind of antenna are you using on 75?
Nothing very special. I am a one-size-fits-all guy when it comes to antennas. I run a Maxcon is the brand, M-A-X-C-O-N, built by N4DA, Milton Lord, in Cartersville, Georgia. And it's just an off-center fed dipole, 4-to-1 balance. I forget what the dimensions are. 65 feet of wire on one end and 45 on the other, or something close to that. I don't really have anywhere to put up a decent antenna. My property is 100% wooded, and the only clear space I have is above the house. So my antenna runs above the house, above the cul-de-sac, and it's tied off on a tree on the other side of the cul-de-sac. Not on my property, but I'm the only house on the cul-de-sac, so I make good use of my my neighbor's trees there, Dave. What you running for antennas over there? You got big towers and beam antennas, or are you like most guys running wire?
I just have a little humble wire. It's Carolina Wyndham. It's the shorter version, the 135-foot version. Runs 6 through 80. And but it does a great job, and, you know, it has a vertical, vertical transmitting aspect to it, too, as well as directional. And so I can talk to, you know, anybody that's on frequency that I'm on, you know, like Dave Watson lives near my house. I don't know exactly where he lives, but it's Taylor's, and that's where I live, in Taylor's. So we could talk to each other. I mean, I could talk to my next-door neighbor. So it's really kind of neat. And I've talked as far as, St. Petersburg, Russia.
Yeah, wire antennas work great. I've never really been disappointed. If I can hear them, I can usually work them. I did work that D-Expedition Sierra Leone. What day was that? Maybe yesterday. He had a pretty good pile-up on, I think he was on 20. No, maybe he was on 12, now that I think about it. And I do have a legal limit amp, and so that helps. I was on 40 last night. I heard a guy calling CQ. He was Lima Zulu something, Bulgaria. I should have known better. I called him. And they have these groups on 40 and sometimes on 80 or 75. You'll get about 8 or 9 guys camped out. One guy will call CQ, and then they pass you around like a cheap date, and they all want to make contact with you.
I can't say I've heard that before. Pass you around like a cheap date. Well, but, yeah. Oh, me. Well, you know, I've talked to people in the States and, yeah, Canada, Mexico. As far west as I've been, though, is California. I can't seem to make it to Japan. And that's a rare piece from California. But, and I haven't talked to anybody, I never heard anybody in Australia, so for some reason, you know, I can hit, talk to people in, you know, the little countries there on the Mediterranean and, up to the, you know, to St. Petersburg, Russia. So, you know, it does a pretty good job, and I do have a, gosh, I'm losing my mind. I have an amplifier, and, I think it puts out, about 170 watts, so, it's not too bad.
WCL. I have not worked Japan on phone lately. I work them on FT8 a lot. But last winter, about 1:30 in the morning, it was a gray line going through Hawaii. And I worked Hawaii on phone on 75 meters. That was quite a thrilling contact. The lower bands, you know, you don't quite make the long distance contact. But yeah, I worked a guy in Hawaii on 70 meters one night. Dave, I'm gonna let you go here. I'm on 123, kind of between Toccoa, Georgia, and Westminster. Receive on the repeater is getting a little scratchy, and I know I'm gonna lose it up here. So appreciate you saying hello, and have a good week. You retired guys make me jealous. KB4, man, I can't remember your call, Dave. 73 K4WCL.
This is probably coming a day that I'll probably have to have it printed out here so if I can remember it. Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, have a good week, and certainly a pleasure talking to you, and hope to talk to you again soon. All right, John, behave yourself, and we'll talk to you later. 73's KB4 CPA Mobile.